Listeners, listen, cause this here is wisdom. Wisdom of a speaker, a dub and a plug. Set aside a legal substance, feed them for now, get them high off this dialect drug. Time is a factor, so it's time to count. Count not the negative actions of one. Speakers of soul say it's time to shout. Three forms the soul to a positive sum. Dance to this fix and flex every muscle. Space can be filled if you ride like my lumber. Advance to the tune, but don't do the hustle. Shake, rattle, roll to my magic number.
Now you may try to subtract it, but it just won't go away. Three times one.
What is it?
One, two, three.
That's a magic number.
Yo, what's up?
One, two, three.
That's a magic number.
Roll
up. One, two, three.
I would lie to you.
State Health Department has confirmed 15, one of them a boy. Dr. Laszlo Mechler of the Dendrologic Institute says he's personally diagnosed to an event. Events, including the boy with conversion disorder. Diagnosed 10 of them, including the boy with conversion disorder and mass psychogenic illness. The good news is more experts are coming forward to help.
I'd rather enjoy turning up some loud rock music and reliving the old days or go on a 3-day
This is one of our major areas of interest, and when we saw that there were patients who had possible conversion disorder, we wanted to make the doctors aware that we're able to, that we're interested in making second opinions on these cases.
Dr. Mark Hallett of the NIH says the students who are willing to come to Bethesda, Maryland and get tested can do so free of charge. Others who are eligible could also participate in an ongoing conversion disorder research study there.
But the best was yet to come as we listen.
If you ain't down, you better not hang around. Left about it.
A dozen teenage girls sit at the same high school. NBC's national correspondent Amy Robach has a story. Amy, good morning.
And good morning to you. For months, doctors in LaRoy, New York have been trying to figure out what caused 12 girls to have severe tics, almost like Tourette's syndrome. Now the state health department is weighing in.
All of them need to be 18 years or older unless an amendment is made to include more of the teeth. The patients who have blood tested two genes that are
Coach would have put me in fourth quarter. We'd have been state champions. You better believe things have been different. I'd have gone pro. Hardly, I'd be making millions of dollars and living in a mansion.
Every Thursday,
WCOM Radio. Every Thursday, we do this because it's basically fun to take over the airwaves and be part of the Michael Power experience here, WCOM Land, including what you've just been listening to with your friend Buck Rooster back there. Drive safely, my friend. And for everyone else, be a good little radio listener or micro-powered internet listener. And listen. And keep doing that because that's what we appreciate most here. And if you happen to be offended by some of what you listen to, well, I warned you ahead of time. For everyone else, you can check out Old School Furious George stuff. Furious George Hour on Thursday nights, 10 o'clock, by going to furiousg.blogspot.com or go to Furious through wcomfm.org. Because this is Michael Powered Community Ace Radio, WCOM LP Chapel Hill Carborough. I'll spin some more instrumental craziness on the hip-hop dial here, but we'll also spotlight some mystery illnesses that seem to be spreading through social media. Stick around. I'm furious.
musical growth rate of this band cannot even be charted. They are treading water in a sea of retarded sexuality and bad poetry.
That's nitpicking, isn't it?
He had actually fainted or passed out and was going through his seizures.
So, Albert Garcia.
This is what Marcuse was talking about, the whole idea of one-dimensional man and so on, was this tremendous emptiness again. And so, I mean, the bifurcation for the
young people feel
and then you see the religious power because of the medics arrived.
He would start to creep up closer and closer to the TV set, and eventually, as we would call him to back off, he wouldn't. He'd just be like tuned us out. And
I'm the bitch modulator, sit from the data. The conjugator plus
the defense industry.
Opposite of Krypton. Give me more pound, I'm fit to get my shit on. Move with the hip, shake, shake that chassis. Clean the legit, but still get nasty. Dance floor trashy with cups and glitter.
Waging your anxiety by buying things and investing in the American dream. They seem to go.
The
American Dream is a story about how society works. The American Dream says that if you work hard, you will succeed.
Now, the bedrock of our economic success is the American Dream.
Kids and teens, and yes, it can be easily controlled.
We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Operator with a collect call from Ice Cube.
The level of social mobility is remarkably low in the society. And then the American dream is punctuated by these very visible examples in the media that show us people who are poor who are now rich. And now the question is, if those people are rich, if those people have made it, and the vast majority of the people have not, and the major thing that separates them is their own hard work, then the reason that the vast majority of people are where they are is because that is where they deserve to be. He didn't work hard enough.
And what would happen is that he had actually been either passed out and was going through his seizures.
Albert Garcia says the problem is when his son gets too close to the TV.
Some are smart, some not. Some are successful, some not.
The United States never had mass prosperity throughout its history. It was just the period from 1946 to 1950.
And that lasted till about 1980. Since then, there have been cutbacks to the That inequality is greater than it's been throughout the 20th century.
Closer and closer to the TV set, and eventually, as we would call him to back off, he wouldn't. He would just be like chewing this out, and he was so close to the TV set, and eventually, without blinking, without nothing, and then he would just collapse.
Thank you.
get close to the TV, and they're there to, like, stop me.
This is home video of Sarah from October, when she says the symptoms first appeared, barely able to speak.
Also cause problems for those who get migraines.
And Sarah is not alone. Say they're suffering from the same symptoms.
From the mysterious Tourette-like illness,
including Sarah's friend Katie Crowley.
My days are some days I'll just start twitching and it won't stop for 10 or 15 minutes.
And says the school building is not to blame.
And there's no evidence of any environmental factor.
The state health department says each student was examined by a private doctor and given a diagnosis.
They're disreputable, they're hopeless. People are poor because they are paid less than the value that they produce. You need poverty. Poverty is needed if you're going to have wealth. The only way a rich slaveholder, a Roman senator, or antebellum plantation owner in the South, the only way they can live in this fabulously luxurious mode is by having slaves who work from crack of dawn down into the night.
Of their tortures and
shaking. They'll also undergo a functional MRI to look at how the brain functions while the subject performs a specific task. In addition to help from the NIH, Dr. Lester will also reach out to a doctor in Boston.
I'm running out. I'm running low, 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 low. Got nowhere to go. I'm riding slow. I'm running low, 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 low. Got nowhere to go. I'm riding slow. I'm running slow, 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 slow. Got nowhere to go.
And now I'm about to give you some seizures.
Happy Sunday.
I'm on my way, let's go,
This is that new shit, keep it standing in line.
Thank you, I'm out of
my control now.
a bad idea is what is driving development in, you know, in what we used to call the developed world, is driving development in China, is driving development in India. I think it will increasingly drive development in Africa as well. I think we're starting to see the results of what that means for the planet, when not only, you know, the 5% of the American population strives for that, but when increasingly the rest of the world also is brought into that, and you then have to provide the goods and the energy that those goods takes to produce, we're arriving at the kind of exhaustion of the physical planet. The ancient philosopher Confucius, he was asked what he would do if he were ever to rule the state. Someone said, okay, you're in charge of the state, what would you do? And he said a very interesting thing. He said he would, quote, rectify the language. And I think if he was asked that in the modern age, he would say, let me control the media. If you can control the stories, you don't need to have soldiers on the street corners to control people in the world.
From a parallel universe, light years away, comes Little Green Man.
What are you doing? Picking our president. Whoa, that sounds important. Oh, it is. And one of the most important things about a candidate is their energy policy. What's that? It's how they plan to keep our cars running and our homes brightly lit. Oh. See, one of our top candidates says man has dominion over the earth. Whoa, that sounds cool. Yeah, which means we can drill for anything, anywhere we want, because it's our earth. But can't the earth shake you to pieces, drown your cities, or send a sharp-toothed animal to kill you? I guess, but this guy says we still have dominion. I think we're supposed to be in charge. Oh, okay. And the other candidates blame our current president for gas prices rising. Wow, is that like Christ dominion? I don't know how he does it, but he does it all over the world. Plus, he wants to drill more too. What if you just put oil platforms everywhere? How much would that bring price down? I guess by about 3 cents. So, you're here on this earth, seeking oil and gas, sacrificing animals and whatever. Then you visit shrines every day and give it money? Yeah, pretty much. Well, that's a really messed up analogy.
There's no way you can compete with these stories that are told thousands of times a day through advertising, through programming, through newspapers, through the internet now, through video conferences. At the same time, the reason I'm hopeful is to give this optimism is that capitalism has to do that. But unless it does that, they know the thing will fall apart. So capitalism, that's us like a house of cards. House of cards, it has to be constantly held together. We have to be told every single day what this story is. And they have to do it every day because it's unnatural. If it was natural, they wouldn't have to do it. And if they stop, they know that in fact it will fall apart. That actually is the great hope for me.
An intense scene apparently triggered a seizure. The flashing red lights can trigger seizures in people who are genetically predisposed.
It's like the light switch going off because it hits your whole brain at once.
A 1990s episode of Pokemon with flashing lights triggered seizures in children. Dr. Chen says manufacturers have reinvented modern TV and video games so screens do not project the dangerous light frequency.
More specifically, a top 100 list. Now, for those of you who don't know what first world problems are, just watch the video. They're problems typically experienced by people living in industrialized and wealthy countries. No jugamos juegos? Throw me the alley. Top 100 first world problems. Can't find the remote. Twitter is over capacity.
Ran out of toilet paper.
You have nothing to eat at your house. Your neighbor blocked their Wi-Fi.
Ran out of milk.
Really? Hot water takes a while to get hot. You don't have an automatic toothbrush.
You don't want to eat leftovers.
You don't have anything to eat.
Too many commercials on TV. Twilight movies. Nicki Minaj. Justin Bieber. Teen Mom. You cut yourself shape. Instagram. Talk to the iPhone. The barber messed your edge up. You were forced to get Facebook timeline. Your boss requested to add you on Facebook. People unfollowed you on Twitter. Annoying group text. The DVR recorded the wrong show. Toddlers and teens. Childhood obese. Bad cell phone reception.
Hey, yeah.
Sorry.
Hello?
Too many Facebook
videos.
Two remote controls.
You have an annoying one.
You can hold it back.
You forgot to turn your phone on silent before you went to sleep. Lawnmowers wake you up. You can't hear the TV or the vacuum cleaner.
Come on!
You don't know how to work a Mac. You left your cell phone at home. You can't find your chapstick. You have to pay a transaction fee. They only accept cash.
They only accept credit.
You guys have to make rib.
Oh,
they only accept credit.
Sorry.
You can't tell how much gas costs.
Gas costs
ran out of mint.
No, sorry.
They only serve Coca-Cola products. Snoopy, the situation, terrible. Just a game of new gamers. Typical one that's not angry. Taco Bell is a trick.
Right? And the chicken? Oh, like a flatbread?
Yeah.
I don't play the flatbread anymore.
Dang.
Yeah.
You want a tech, but you keep getting green lights.
We'll be right back.
You guys on our show.
You want some Pepsi, brother?
You pay $5 for coffee, and it tastes bad. That'll be it, bro. First it takes too long to balance. Talk about
you guys delivered.
Okay. You lift your hands off. You spent more than $5 for a stuff that's up. You forgot to put deodorant. You bought the wrong type of battery. Wrong food order.
I wanted a chicken nugget.
Your mom requested to be your friend on Facebook. We forgot to put
there
the
fries. No fries.
We forgot the text for tomorrow. You can't find the match to your shop. The whole house is in store. You can get ready for your football season's over. You start acting like me. You move to a rival team.
We just lose that
Xbox Live is sucking. This is not an acceptable word. You not just die. You didn't get what you wanted for Christmas.
You can't find my charger?
Your phone keeps autocorrecting. Your friend has an annoying ringtone.
Really?
You got destroyed in fantasy basketball. You got destroyed in fantasy baseball. You got destroyed in all fantasy sports. You still don't know how to use a Mac.
Oh, Jeremy Lin!
Show the replay.
Show the replay.
There's nothing on TV. No internet.
Dr. Furious here, countering all of craziness out there with our anti-stalking radio show.
Good luck with your hearing. Keep doing what you're doing.
We will continue to do it as we go into the late night hour at Micropowered Furious Land with some bodaciousness. DJ Grizz is here. Great underground ska, reggae, hip-hop, funk. Check it around. I'm Furious. See you next week.